Welcome to the Survive to Thrive Radio Network at www.survive2thrive.net. Times are getting tough for most of us, and being prepared has never been more important. All of our hosts strive to keep you well informed so that you can achieve optimum health in all areas of your life. If you feel that the shows and website are informative, please share this information with your friends and family. If you would like to see certain topics covered, please let us know. Join us on Facebook to help spread the word. You can find the link at the bottom right of the Survive to Thrive homepage. EnterHealth Botanicals is the sole sponsor for this network, providing you not only with important information, but also with highly effective products that produce real results, such as EnterFood, coconut milk powder, liver cleanse, Coco Mojo, Silymarin, NutriCafe, and introducing the new 40-day, 40-night organic preparedness pail. A preparedness supply unlike any other on the market today. Supporting EnterHealth supports both this network and your own health. Without good health, we go nowhere. Go to survivetothrive.net and click on the EnterHealth banner on the top right for automatic discounts, or call them at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. You can also go to their website at www.enterfood.com. That's E-N-E-R-F like Frank, O-O-D like dog.com, enterfood.com. A big thank you to all of our listeners already taking the products that EnterHealth offers. We truly appreciate it. We thank you for your support and encourage you to listen often to stay informed during these crucial times.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Hawk coming to you live. It is Friday night, 1/25/2019. And oh, let me tell you what, in Luke 21, verse 25, it says, "And there shall be signs in the sun, and in the moon, and in the stars, and upon the earth, distress of nations with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring, and men's hearts failing them for fear and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth, for the powers of heaven shall be shaken, and then shall they see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. And when these things begin to come to pass, then look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh." And on that note, I'm going to welcome our special guest I hinted at last night, Brother Steve Quayle. Steve, are you with me?
Hey, Hawk. Good to be with you. And talk about literally being able to tell people with no apologies they are where we said they would be almost 15, 20 years ago. And now, you know, it's one thing, again, to look into the future and knowing someday you will be there, and waking up at that point in the future saying, "We're here." You know, Hawk, one of the things that's on my heart for tonight, and I really want to deal with it, ladies and gentlemen, this is a play-by-play book being orchestrated by what Hawk was the first guy in the world to use the term Lucy's for Luciferians. And if you want the global playbook, one of the things I noticed that people forget, they, and even all the political pundits, it doesn't matter what side of the aisle or what side of the fence, they all are basically being controlled, whether they know it or not, or will admit it or not, by the unseen hand of Lucifer, a.k.a. Satan. Now, let me say something. Tonight, Hawk, before I went on with you, I felt overwhelmed to go to the Vigilant Citizen. I posted on my website, stevequayle.com, and the gentleman that puts that out did a mind-boggling job of explaining Fritz Lang's Metropolis, a 1927 movie, futurist movie, but based on the Illuminati and the elite and the fallen angels' plan for bringing about the culmination of the end of the age and making war on God and on God's people. And it is it's interesting that 30 years after 1927, we have 1957 with Atlas Shrugged by Ayn Rand, and the topic for tonight is this. This should not take anyone by surprise. The drama or the sub-drama, the fight on the border, the fight, the whole place, the whole world is basically at war right now. And Hawk, you and I did a show years ago, and because your memory is so specific and succinct, that after Dmitry Duteman had his vision in the early 90s, you and I were talking, and we were talking about obviously the day that Russia and China would form a confederacy, and that's what God showed Dmitry, and the two nations that were not named, that he couldn't name, or that God withheld from him for a certain period of time, you know, fast forward, 10, 12 years after that, and I, you know, I'm just thinking of something else, and the Lord speaks to my heart and said, Steve, the two nations that you have been pondering your heart for all these years are France and Germany, and they will declare war, and France will be using a nuclear weapon or nuclear weapons against the United States. Now, you and I know that when we tell people stuff that's going to happen ahead of time, by the grace of God, that's your calling, my calling, it's our individual callings, our collective calling, but we've been on the radio long enough to say, look, this is happening now. And at one point, I remember talking, I said, NATO will be toast. And NATO, and watch it happen, ladies and gentlemen, the majority of what was NATO will break away. They'll form their Euro army or whatever they want to call it, and they will join with Russia ultimately to fight China. Because this is a double crossing, a triple crossing, and a quadruple crossing. There are no stranger bedfellows and those that are formed on the battlefield or behind the scenes of the battlefield that will affect men and women. So, again, I want to just share this, and I'll turn it right back to you, Hawk. The movie Metropolis, please, ladies and gentlemen, go to my website, stevequayle.com. I'll leave it up because it's really important. But I want to, the Vigilant Citizen, I want to give credit. This is probably one of the most brilliant interpretations of Metropolis I've ever read, and I believe the gentleman, I forget his name right now, who's a Vigilant Citizen guy, this is beyond brilliant. This is revelation. And Metropolis is a definite movie by the elite for the elite, and I'm reading directly. It tackles the concerns of those managing the world and presents a solution that does not disturb the status quo. The movie is also permeated with Masonic symbolism and contains many symbols referring to ancient mysteries which were meant to be decoded by the proper initiates. In other words, the movie was primarily aimed at the ruling class. So why do singers love it so much? Well, they probably don't love it as much as those behind the scenes, the directors, the image makers, those who have the power in the music business. And they're the ones that decide what the stars do and stand for. And today's pop culture is the elitist, permeated with Illuminati symbolism, and promotes moral degradation, the debasement of traditional values. Are we not seeing that right now, Hawk, in all areas of the world? You have a complete, if you will, new world order seeking to exist and throw out and throw and overthrow that which was the old world order. Real translated, rule of God displaced by rule of Lucifer, and that's the end time battle, and that's where we're at. So that's my introduction for the night show.
Yeah, and then, you know, one of the visions, I'm looking at the site right now, the machine turns into Moloch, right?
Yes, sir.
Yep. I mean, this thing is just, it's just, he did a good job. I just looked at this now, so.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing I want people to understand. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I recall the movie from years ago. I watched it, but it brings it right back, doesn't it? Go ahead on, brother. You're on the theme. Take it where you want to go.
Okay. Well, here's the deal. Nothing could be more debauched, more frustrating, more evil, more wicked than the announcement of New York State to allow abortions up to the 9th month. I personally, and I want people who understand what imprecatory prayer is, where we are imploring the Lord to move in his judgment, because, Hawk, the fact that there has been no outrage, God bless Dr. Dobson, he has, and a few other voices have. But ladies and gentlemen, we sat back and we watched and we did nothing. I'm talking as Christians. And I say this, any quote, claimant to Christianity who favors abortion, you have denied the faith, and you can say, who am I to judge? The Word of God judges you, not me. And the thing that people have got to understand, you and I talked about this, we were a nation of blood, and once the blood starts spilling, and once it was, in force, it won't stop. Brother, we are hemorrhaging, and where it's been beyond the scenes, it's going to get really real, real fast, because God's not, and I mean no disrespect to the Lord, but he just doesn't sit up there in heaven on his throne and wink at all this stuff. I mean, the Lord is furious with the sinners all the day long. And, you know, this thing about, well, Steve, you're an angry man, or Hawk, you guys are mean, okay? What the heck do these people think? We're a bunch of hamsters on a wheel called life? You know, Hawk, you know, you made the statement on your show over all these years, make sure that your K-bars are sharpened, obviously, that's a fighting knife, and make sure you're ready. And now, ladies and gentlemen, this thing's coming upon us so fast. And Hawk, we talked. We went around the world. Was it in 2004? What was the date we did that show? We did a show in
2004, about June of 2004.
Yeah. And tell people what we talked about on that show, because that's 14 now, almost 15 years ago, coming up in June.
Well, we started out with the Gog Magog and Ezekiel 38 and 39, and discussed all of that. And you brought up Gomer and, you know, and France and Germany and all of that. And then I took us around, and I could see that in Venezuela that we were going to have some problems there with Chavez. And then here we go again. We've got another failed coup, Steve, with this Guaido. And this Guaido, of course, it happens right when Davos is going on. So this Guaido is the New World Order guy, see? That they want to install, but the U.S. blew the coup again, or whoever did the coup blew it, all right? And now the Russians are sending Spetsnaz Alpha, or mercenaries, into Venezuela. So at the same time, on Larkia, like I said this last night, you got Russian subs in the sub pens under the island, you got blackjack bombers, and S-300 and 400 systems right there in Venezuela. And then Venezuela owes Russia and China tons of money. Now, because they are owed primarily for weapons, Russia is there. Although China has loaned Maduro a lot of money, too. So the thing about it is people are thinking this is like some time when the American government or the American military is just like it was after World War II, the almighty, the all-powerful. No. We can't even fight two wars anymore, Steve, in two different theaters, you know? So this stuff is
right,
going to go slipshod.
You know, and Hawk and I, ladies and gentlemen, we'll let you in on a little behind the scenes. We, for a number of years on the radio programs together, we would talk about the mighty men of valor. We'd talk about Ultra Black. We'd talk about men and women who live and die anonymously, and all the stuff that we personally were privy to, not because we're special. And for the record, I'll make this statement to shut the mouths of those. Neither Hawk nor I have ever worked for any federal government agency. None of us have ever been quote-unquote spies. We're not in the CIA. As a matter of fact, who do you think harasses us more than anybody on talk radio or on shortwave? So the point being is that we are useful to them in as much as the things that we know that they think they know. And, Hawk, you remember when a certain individual said, they think they know everything, but they want to make sure that the everything, there isn't something they don't know in the everything. That was kind of the basis of it. So, ladies and gentlemen, we are now at a point in time where the events are beyond a political solution. I made the statement, there's no political solution to a spiritual problem. It's called sin.
That's an excellent quote, yeah.
Yeah, and the thing is that, look, here's the thing, and I believe that the character of the living God, I believe the person of Jesus Christ in as a son of the Most High God, who is our Redeemer and our ransom for our sin, who's blood is the only thing that can cover our sin and make us right before the living God. I have never seen such shameful cowardice represented in the puke pits. Now, I want to make a claim. Any man of God who is preaching the Lord Jesus crucified, resurrected, coming back again, I'm not aiming at you. I'm talking about the mega churches and the guys that could make a difference, yet they would not even speak out against abortion. The distortion of abortion. The absolute slaying of innocent blood. And I was talking to someone today, Hawk, before, you know, a couple hours ago, and I said, Lord, you heard the cry of righteous Abel's blood to the point of confronting Cain, and you said, Lord, his blood cried out to you. And I'm on record saying, Hawk, I prayed once. I said, God, let me hear the cry of the innocent. I did, okay? And for a deaf guy, that would be something. I mean, I'm believing God to heal my ears, but, you know, I'm losing my hearing progressively more and more each passing week. So the thing is that I'm troubled that the slaughter of the innocents, and Coach Dave put up an article, it's on my website, it's 2 minutes, showing a baby aborted and basically a human being is a pile of goo that basically, you know, so few will speak, so few will act, so few will even care. And so my prayer today is, and I said, and I was reminded of this, I was telling a person, Hawk, I said, I've asked the Lord. And you know what the Lord told me? He said, Steve, this is obvious, you couldn't handle it. It is not within your human makeup to even be able to handle one of the cries of the innocent. And I said, then, Lord, you've got to do something. So here's what I'm asking the people of God listening to your show tonight. I'm asking you to pray, God, arise, arise, and scatter your enemies. Stop the bloodshed. Stop the carnage. So now what do we have, Hawk? We've got butchery in the womb. We've got intrauterine sacrifice. You've got the bathing of the people that people look up to in human blood. You've got people taking baths in human blood, like Lady Gag, and all these other people
and
that
now
are
they're
open
selling
occultists.
It. They're selling the blood of the kids to the Hillary Clintons and all these people, you know?
Well, $8,000, I guess, buys you new, quote, new blood, you know? The problem is, ladies and gentlemen, you know, look what had to happen to get that. So here's the thing. We have become, and this is my words, you won't, and I will, you know, obviously I stick by them. We have become a vampire nation. We have become a totally demon-possessed nation as a whole in our political realm. If you can't see it, that basically both sides, you know, I told the story, Hawk. You and I have been on talk radio now for, you know, a long enough time. I told the story. A friend of mine was with Paul Volcker, the former head of the Fed. And he was lamenting, his name was George, I won't give his last name, and he was lamenting to this guy about a political, the head of the Fed, Federal Reserve, cigar-smoking, bald Paul Volcker, and Paul Volcker just put his arms around him. My friend was about 5'10", and Paul Volcker is, I think, what, 6'6", 6'4", 6'6", a very tall man.
Yeah,
and he said to him, he said, hell, son, this is, and you've heard me say this, we own them all. If Jesus went on record as saying that the love of money is the root of all evil, not money, the love of money, then the control of all money is the control of all evil. And now, Hawk, today one of the most heinous but called events took place where even now the Catholic publications are saying this Pope is embracing Islam more than he's embracing the Bible. Do you remember when I said, and please, because I'm not asking you to validate, but you and I did so many shows, you remember these days, I said there is coming a war in the Catholic Church where traditional Catholics are going to go to war with those who want to be the political Catholics and everything and deny the faith. And I also said Islam and Catholicism will merge. Do you remember me saying that?
Yeah, I do recall that. That's probably at least 17, maybe 18 years ago.
So now we've got it, and I would encourage everyone to go and see where even Catholic publications are saying that he's making apologies for the Muslims, the Pope, and yet always denigrating the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus said that the tree is known by the fruit it bears. So, you know, you can't even begin to imagine the battle that's coming. And so what is the purpose of you being on talk radio, me being on talk radio, warning? It's to basically help people understand that God wants you to be aware of this stuff so you can pray against this stuff and so you can steel your heart and basically steel your resolve that the power of the living God is expressed in the book of Acts is Acts chapter 2, ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. The church is powerless. Meanwhile, the Satanists go on late night TV, and I don't watch late night TV, I see the quotes of it, and they claim, you know, all hail Satan, the world's top rock stars, hail Satan, the world's top highest paid actors, hail Satan, you know?
Yeah.
The god of this world has blinded their eyes.
You saw Beto O'Rourke in that Baphomet costume, too, you know?
Yep.
Beto O'Rourke, yep. The guy and from Texas, you know, that almost beat Cruz.
Sure, sure. The one that they were, they want to throw him out as a potential for a presidential candidate. By the way,
he's married to
a billionaires. And
I also remember Obama wearing one of those costumes, too.
Yep. And see, here's the thing, okay? What is the world dazzled by? It's interesting. The world is being and I'm talking largely the Christian world too. We never were to win the world by being part of the world. You know, coming out and be separate is not only a lifestyle, it's a choice. But in everything that I see now as modern. And I don't even want to use the name of Jesus in it, but modern religiosity, you know, I know what I call it, jellyfishianity, okay? I coined that term,
okay.
And jellyfishian, so I'll use that. I guess I lack for words, so I make them up or invent them. So the point is that we have all of this, and all of this stuff to confront right now, and it's coming, you know, it's coming at us by leaps and bounds. Ladies and gentlemen, Paul Ryan set us up for the kill. He was a Republican, okay? All of those who have come against, now, I want to make a statement, Hawk. I went on record, and this isn't about me, but I'm putting people in remembrance when the statement was made before God allows Russia and China to destroy the United States. He's going to reveal the sins of the leaders to the people, i.e. our leaders, and the sins of our people before a holy God and the whole world to see. You know, I can't believe the people that want to basically think they can fight this thing on a keyboard and win. We're watching now the greatest attack on alternative media, talk radio, and see, they seize the day. You know, what is it, carpe diem in Latin? Seize the day or seize the moment. Yep, and they controlled the narrative on Donald Trump from the beginning. That which they were guilty of, the whole Russia collusion, the uranium, all of that stuff, they took it and spun it. They took meetings with the Russians, which may or may not have happened. But, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about treason versus on the Democrat side with Republican knowledge, i.e., you know, senators who are now dead. And we're seeing a complete, if you will, stripping away of the mass. The vestige, if you will, of civilization is leaving quickly. Well, you know, cannibalism is filling the headlines of the day. People, transgender, taking an axe to some guy and splitting his head open in, what, a convenience store. We're seeing the entire breakdown. We're seeing women taking on the, if you will, the warlike role of the Amazons. We're seeing the Swedes and the Norwegians, you know, whose ancestors and you know, were mighty warriors, and now they've become basically gynecological walking billboards for female anatomy. How's that for trying to be?
And
not,
well, then they
trouble?
Give all their women to the Muslim conqueror. You know, it's just
Yep.
And Steve, it's total ordo ab caeo. You know, ordo ab caeo, which is the 33rd degree motto, and Albert Pike, he talked about it You remember what he said? I'll read the one sentence just real quick, not the whole thing. But
yeah,
in
no,
his,
take your time. It's your show. I'm just wound up, but you're wound up, and we're going to get really wound up.
He says, we shall unleash the nihilists and the atheists, and we shall provoke a formidable social cataclysm, which in all its horror will show clearly to the nations the effect of absolute atheism, the origin of savagery, and of the most bloody turmoil, and then everywhere, the citizens obliged to defend themselves against the world minority of revolutionaries will exterminate these destroyers of civilization. And then Pike says the multitude will then be disillusioned with Christianity, you know, and also with atheism, so then they can introduce Lucifer and their Lightbringer, you know. Oh, it just makes me, you know, all it makes me want to do, people, is sharpen my K-bar and load up about 12 or 15 magazines for the old long driving rifle, you know. Oh, boy.
Well, here's the thing, Hawk. Again, the Second Amendment, and I want to deal with that tonight because I want to remind everybody of that. The attack by all these states, whether it's magazine bans, whether it's bump stocks, whether it's this, whether it's that, at no point in my knowledge has any terrorist group in America, which the FBI knows of so many of them, and so does state and local law enforcement in different states, have they ever been raided. Yet they are getting heavy weaponry. When I'm talking heavy weaponry, let me make it clear. An AR-15, M-16, M-4, we're not talking that stuff. We're talking TOWs. We're talking anti-tank stuff. We're talking heavy, heavy stuff, heavy belt-fed machine guns. We're talking all this stuff is going in to the barbarians within the gates. And there is an underground railroad for weapons. And the statement I made years ago, and, you know, you were privy to knowing some of the information. At no time did we break the law, ladies and gentlemen, or attempt to break the law. But when we were making statements on the radio, even the response by certain people was to say, do you realize I just got offered a truckload of this or that? Somebody who was in the military told me that. Do you realize that they stole an entire train load of grenades and, you know, M40 grenades and blah, 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 blah? And this was a decade ago. So
that's the Russians. Yes, a lot of the Russians were involved in that too, remember?
Yep. And the thing is that I guess what I'm trying to get people to understand is never give an inch on the Second Amendment. It's the only thing that stands between you and death. And do you think, really, do you think people that will butcher the innocent, lovely little humans that could have been the people that God had given answers to cancer, given great wisdom to. Isn't it interesting? The devil hates the creation of God's magnificence in human beings enough that he has to slaughter it. If he can't get in the womb, he's got to get it through, obviously, xenoestrogens in the water, excreted pharmaceuticals. You know, Hawk, I talked about that. We talked about that 14 years ago. It means that all of the different drugs, whether it's Prozac or any of the birth control pills, all that stuff, excreted pharmaceuticals, goes into municipal water supplies. Obviously, it's affecting the fish, but I guess the point is that somehow the disconnect between reality and cause and effect are just lost on most people.
Well, it's not only affecting the men, but it's affecting the women as well. And the women are taking on manly characteristics. The men are taking on the female characteristics. It's all being reversed. And then that is all biblical, too, because in the end times, the women will rule over us, you see. And that's all part of that. And there's nothing wrong with strong women. But some of these two-headed battle axes is what I call them, you know, that are the LGBTQ 4579s, you know. Well, you know, there's 47 pronouns, Steve, and you get one wrong, then they they cut your head off and sing Allah Akbar, Hail Lucifer, or something, you know? It's just, Steve, I'm telling you.
Well, here's the thing,
you said
it.
There's no political solution for a spiritual problem. We'll be back in a moment with Brother Quayle. Heck of a night tonight, ladies.
Hello there, and welcome to the bottom of the hour. This is Darren Craddock for Inner Health Botanicals, sole sponsor of the Survive to Thrive Radio Network. Bringing you The Hawk on Thursdays and Fridays, Nurse Amy and Dr. Bones on Tuesdays, and myself with Total Health Freedom on Mondays and Wednesdays. We are all here to keep you informed and tell you more about how to stay healthy and aware. We talk on staying well naturally, being prepared, growing your own, and more. With the right tools, foods, and information, we give you the kind of truth that will set you free. Please support our network.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Hawk on Survive to Thrive, rolling with Brother Steve Quayle tonight. And I'll tell you, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to keep old Hawk on the air and you want to keep me having good guests on and kind of bring Steve back around onto the show where he started me out 14 years ago, almost 15 now. Well, ladies and gentlemen, anything is most needed, most welcome. Send it to Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. And ladies and gentlemen, I'll tell you what, Brother Quayle, I was just reading also about the Chinese and the Russians are stockpiling gold, and I noticed gold popped over 1,300 right there before the show tonight began, and I was just going to tell people that instead of Russia and China buying U.S. bonds or treasury bills or treasury notes, they're dumping them on the market, and they're putting money into foreign bonds somewhat, but they're putting it mostly into gold and silver, farmland in Africa, and then and farmland and all kind of resources in South America and all over the world. And that's another thing with Venezuela. They're taking the oil because Venezuela has huge oil reserves. So tell people how they could get some gold and silver from you, Steve.
Well, first of all, you know, I was in the metals business a long time ago, 35 years, and I started it. And they can go on my website, stevequayle.com, and go up and click on Renaissance Metals, or they can send me a email, steve777 at stevequayle.com. You know, Hawk, it's interesting because I never cold call anyone. I want people to know that. And, you know, the thing is that you're going to have to decide where you're going to put your, you know, if you have such a thing as a retirement account or have some silver on hand. And I make a blanket statement that, again, gold is for your savings, silver is for barter. So they can go on my website, you know, stevequayle.com, and they can just send me an email, give me your phone number, what time to call, and how much you're going to spend or change. Because, first of all, I tell everybody, Hawk, you've heard me say this for years, if you're talking and buying under $1,000 of the silver, buy food instead. Because food right now is going to be the most interrupted thing. And I've said this, have I not? You never
food,
buy
water purification,
metals.
Firearms, you ammo, you bet. Mm-hmm. I've always
you
said
never
people,
go there.
If you've already got your preps already handled and you've got 3 years of food and you've got all the firearms, you've got, you know, an underground shelter, you got all these different items, then call Steve up, you know. But Steve will always tell you to get your basic preps.
Yes.
You know?
We don't cold call. You won't get a call going, hello, I'm George from George's Precious. We don't do that. And it's funny because some of the people that have complained and slandered me and everything, they are the ones that called me, and then they blame me for something that happened 2 years after the claim. So, you know, all I can say is this, is that, you know, people that blame and do nothing but blame others for their choices, I asked the Lord one time, I said, Lord, why do human beings always, want someone else to make up their decision for them instead of, like, taking the time to pray and get direction from you? And you know what he told me? He said, Steve, human beings do not want to take personal accountability or responsibility for their decisions. And I thought, that's true, isn't it? You know this, Hawk. People will ask you for advice. You give it to them to take it, and it doesn't come into fruition. By the way, it took 800 years of some prophecies of the Old Testament prophets to be fulfilled. And I want people to understand something. It's the testimony of Jesus, which is a spirit of prophecy. And I put out, and I believe at this point I can say this, I put out the last book I'm writing, and it's called Jesus, The Premise of the Promise. And I'm taking pre-orders for it. It'll be shipping March 15th or sooner, and I'm going to autograph them because, again, ladies and gentlemen, this is the book I've always wanted to write. Every single chapter is, and I'm, Hawk, this is really important. I think God, and you know this, you've told me, and ladies and gentlemen, Hawk and I talk off the air. How many times have you told me over the years there's no blood on my hands? A lot.
Many
is that
times,
not true?
You know?
Many
There's
times.
No blood on your hands and none on mine. We have fulfilled the watchman's promise, and we keep doing it. We keep warning people. If they don't do something with the warning, then that's on them, not on us. But we did what we're supposed to do and have been obedient.
And I want people to go on my website, stevequayle.com. Go over to the right-hand side. You'll see a red cover with gold on it, and it's Jesus, the premise of the promise, God's answer for perilous times. And I want everyone to start thinking this because things are tightening, ladies and gentlemen. Things are coming apart, it seems, on an accelerated basis. And in Psalm 46:1 says this, God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in the time of trouble. So I want people to understand that each chapter in this is based on the acronym HELP. And let me give you an example. His everlasting preeminence, his everlasting power, I'm talking about Jesus Christ, mm-hmm. his everlasting presence, his everlasting protection, his everlasting provision, his everlasting patience. When I wrote that chapter, I said, Lord, I can't write this stuff. And by the way, it's scripture. It's not Steve thinks, okay? It's all scripture. And I got so convicted on the patience thing. I said, Lord, me writing about patience is like Krakatoa exploding and then talking about just the still waters of a mountain lake, you know? And interestingly enough, the Lord fired back at me really quickly. He said, that's the difference between your words and my word. So I got to tell you, I've sent this to people. You'll have a copy of it. You know, the people that I love and have been my friends over the years, you guys are getting it, to see, especially talk show hosts, because this is what I have to leave with people. If this is, and I'm not saying I'm going to die by the grace of God, but, you know, this is my, if you will, most important work. God's everlasting protection, and remember, help, H-E-L-P, substitute his everlasting, his everlasting provision, his everlasting purity. There's another one. I said, God, you know, Lord, and again, it's about the word of God. See, it cuts two ways. I can write and quote the scripture, and I'm repenting as I'm writing my own book. God's everlasting proclamation. And a proclamation is wonderful. What he declares about you, what he proclaims about every one of us in his love is different than what we look in the mirror and proclaim about ourselves, okay? God's everlasting peace, God's everlasting promise. And
yes, that's
finally,
the one, like, right? See, now that one right there, you see, I go over to John 14:10, where Jesus tells you, that if you pray in his name, and his name is Jesus, you see? And he's telling people what his promise is, and it's marvelous. And what he says is that whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. And if ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. If ye love me, keep my commandments. That's a promise, man. That's wonderful. And he also says in verse 12, you know, he says, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father, you know. Oh, that's such a wonderful promise, Steve. You're on it, brother, because I'm going to tell you what, the only thing, people, that's going to save your butt and save your soul is Lord Jesus. In the end, Steve, you always used to say it, every knee is going to bow to him, buddy. And I'm going to tell you what, people, there's power in the blood of Jesus, and that is all there is to it. And you better stand up and stand for him and stand against this evil stuff and get prepared. Okay, Brother Quayle, take it a little bit, you know?
But yeah, and preach it, my brother. I want everyone to go and please at least read the introduction. I put it up there, okay? And it's important. This thing is, can I say this, Hawk? This is my life's love, the book I always wanted to write. And I guess I was never ready to write a lot of the chapters until, you know, I've been, let's see, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb now for 47 years. And for those of you that say, well, you water baptized? Yeah, I've been water baptized. As a matter of fact, I've been water baptized in Jesus' name, in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. And I've even stayed under a few extra seconds when they're trying to pull me up saying, God, I want the last vestiges of my, you know, sin dealt with. So the point being is, yes, now the last chapter is hope. Now, I got to be honest with you, when we're looking at earthquakes and famine and civil unrest, economic meltdown, war, fallen angel attacks, demonic activity, and the persecution of the Christians, all of these are prophesied to happen now or in the near future. So the point is that the last chapter in this is hope. And I didn't know what the acronym stood for. I said, Lord, again, I feel like a hypocrite because I quote David, King David, at the times I'm afraid, I trust in thee. And someday, Hawk, if God ever allowed us to just spill our guts about what we really went through, not that we're suffering for Jesus' sake, that's not what I'm talking about, but how Jesus delivered us marvelously from some sinisterly, wicked, evil guys with bad guns and serious weaponry that were going to take our lives. God bless the mighty men and women of valor, and in my case, a very specific woman who was used mightily, a trained operator. So last, and this is important, the chapter, his overcoming power every day. We're to do more than survive. We're to overcome through him. I guarantee you, now I'm guessing, and this is not a guarantee I can probably make, but it wouldn't surprise me, I'll say it this way, that probably one pulpit out of 10,000, maybe even less than that, teaches their people to overcome by the blood of the Lamb, the word of their testimony, loving our lives not unto death. Now, I want to make this clear. This book is not religious. I am not a religious person. I told the Lord, I said, I'll be honest, I'm not going to be phony. I hate religious stuff, okay? I do. I love relationship. And here's what I said on the back. This book is the least religious and most down-to-earth end-times manual that you'll ever read, and it's also the timeliest. With candid life stories and my intimate personal struggles and victories, I share with you how everyone can achieve victory through Jesus Christ. I get letters, I get emails, I get phone calls from people all over the world saying, thank you for making it easy for me to come back to Jesus. And one of my favorites is what you did to me.
You know, you made me come back to Jesus. And look where I've ended up. I became a preacher, you know, which I never intended to be. You know, it's just, and yeah, it's amazing.
No, and,
you know?
It is amazing, and God is so gracious to us. And look, you know, I know your background. You know my background. We delight in the Lord our God, our salvation, but both of us could melt ears, you know, and basically people go, wow, those guys were really raunchy. I said, yeah, how did I go from the guttermost to the uttermost in 24 hours? The Lord Jesus Christ. And I just want to read this real, can I, and ladies and gentlemen, this is on my website. You can go and read this. Just click on the banner to the right. It's in gold. And I wanted, it's a beautiful cover because I wanted something to be the regal excellence of the King. But Darren Geisinger, who did my artwork, I got to tell you, he's anointed. The crown. Do you know why they crowned Jesus with the crown of thorns? Because not only did Jesus bear the sin of the world and the people, but that was the curse that was upon the earth due to man's rebellion and selling out to Satan. Jesus had to wear the crown of thorns before he could wear the crown of heaven, and he chose to do it. Now, let me say this.
And it drew blood, too. Yes.
Yep. And, you know, here's what I say in the first chapter. We live in an era of what many people, even Christians, are calling a post-Christianity world. And post-Christianity, and this is true, is the loss of the primacy of the Christian worldview in political affairs, especially in the global north, where Christianity had prevailed and flourished in favor of alternative world views such as secularism and nationalism. And then I go on to say this. In other words, and I'm not quoting, there's a whole bunch of stuff, but and I, you know, I footnote this stuff. But in other words, people are walking away from God. As disturbing as this trend is, it's important to remember that the Bible warned us that this would happen this day. My point in this book, Hawk, is to put the wow in the wonder of his word. This is what I've prayed, and I believe God answers my prayers, that people will go, wow. They'll fall so much in love with their Savior. But unfortunately, people don't know who Jesus is, even those who have asked him into their heart. They have not had a transformational encounter with the Lord Jesus Christ, you know. And again, the purpose of this book is a handbook and a help book, okay? I tell everybody, and this is remember this, ladies and gentlemen, no matter what happens, no matter what comes, help. Help is the most simple word in genuine honesty to invoke the ears of heaven. Help me, Jesus. Help me, Lord. I can't believe. Help thou my unbelief. Lord, if you're real, make yourself real to me. And the other purpose of this book is people have been burned out by Christianity, and I would say this,
burned out by religion. They've been burned out by the milquetoast little preachers and the goofballs and all of the behind the pulpit. Yeah, and all that crap, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you know, I call them mucous membrane wimps, okay? And, you know, the thing that I'm saying is this, is in trying to really, and I believe, by the way, I believe I've succeeded. The people that have read it, which are four so far, they're saying, wow, this is anointed. I said, yeah, the reason it's anointed is because God's allowed me to detail in 47 years of walking, falling, struggling. I backslid. I don't go into the detail of my sin. But I have been a backslider. I've said things I shouldn't say, you know, obviously. I've done things I wish I wouldn't have done. I can't live my life in regret. But at the end of my day and the end of my prayer, it's all hail the power of Jesus' name. And I believe this is one of the most concise presentations of the heart of the living God, and I'm just thrilled to be able to absolutely present Jesus biblically. It's all scripture, you know. And again, here's the thing. Believers walk away from church and their faith for a variety of clear-cut reasons. Today, churches and their leaders are more concerned about seeker-friendly appearance than the genuineness of someone's relationship with the Lord and the effectual application of the Word of God in their lives or their congregants. This is one of the, I think, Sheila Zielinski's favorite one of my quailisms. Pickpockets in the pulpits now minimize the truth of the Bible and relegate much of its content as simple parables, allegories, and life lessons. The result is that God's promised Holy Spirit power for victorious living and overcoming the enemy, a literal devil, eludes his people. And here's the bottom line in just this paragraph. This modern-day church's message has robbed believers of God's power and his promised victory in their lives. So, you know, this is about the people that have sold out to Satan rather than lifted up the name of Jesus. You know, this is something I want people to understand. When a church pulpit or the leadership fails to lift up Jesus, they quench the Spirit of the living God, because the Spirit of the living God, Jesus said, when the Holy Spirit has come, the Comforter, he's not going to speak of himself. He's going to point all men to me, where there's salvation. So I'd like to encourage everybody, you know, the first 500 orders, Hawk, they're going to be shipped March 15th, or I'm hoping for March the 1st, but I'll say probably March
15th. You're going to sign those, autograph them?
I'm going to sign them and autograph them, because, look, this is my, what do you call it, your
piece de resistance.
This is my pièce de résistance. This is the thing I'm leaving with people. In other words, and I wish, you know, the babies who listen to me, if I use certain words, how can you say that, potty mouth? I say, because I had a potty heart until Jesus cleansed me from all unrighteousness. And let's just talk about all the religious trappings. When Christians jump up and down for the temple being built, you know, and, oh, Brother Quayle, I've said this before, I'll say it again. That is so anti-biblical from the fact that it will happen. There will be a tribulation temple, but your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost.
And that's when the abomination of desolation, the abomination of desolation will stand in it, right?
Yes, and Ovomit did his part, you know. And
still
the thing
doing
is,
it.
Is that we're
still
now
doing
at
it. Still running the Russian Spetsnaz right now.
Ladies and gentlemen, ask yourself this. How is it that a retired president is still having as much Secret Service protection, including armed fighter escorts, when he leaves the country as the President of the United States? Tell me, how is that so? Tell me, how is it so that Hillary Clinton has more security detail than her husband? Tell me, how is that so? So the point is, Hawk, as you said it, we're there right now where everything that we've talked about is coming to pass, you know?
We're in the beginning of sorrows. That's what Jesus says. And I keep emphasizing to people, read the red letter edition, what Jesus tells you. And, you know, if you got a question, he'll answer it right there, because he's telling you, Matthew 24, Luke 21. And people never get it. They say, well, that's Revelation. It's the revelations of Lord Jesus as told to John of Patmos. That's where John of Patmos heard it, from Jesus, you know. And the Laodiceans, Steve, I read that verse last night, and that's who you're talking about, you know. The church of the Laodiceans, the lukewarm types, you want to walk between the drip drops, you know, and all of that, you know. But here's what Jesus said.
I want to answer, hey, Hawk, some guy named Ian sent me an email. I don't despair whatsoever. The Lord still has faithful here in the United States. He's telling me not to despair, you know. The point that, here's the deal. Ian, I challenge you. You just sent me an email. I'm on the air with Hawk right now as we're reading. I ask you, what have you do and what are you doing, you know? You need to basically stand up. See, people tell me not to despair, but they've never been in the fight. They've never been, you know, hand-to-hand with the devil. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, Hawk, I think people need to hear this. It was on a phone call to you one time, probably 5-7 years ago, somewhere around that, when I was talking, and I said, Hawk, the devil's just literally appeared before me. Do you remember that?
Yes, yes. Yes,
and like
I can think of other things, too, like when you were on the way home and the guy at the gas station said, well, there was guys just here that stopped by asking where you lived. And I thought they knew you and they were going up to your house. Or then the time when you started to go up the mountain, Steve, to your bug out location in those days, a cabin in the wilderness, and at the bottom of the hill, the Lord told you, don't go up that hill, Brother Quayle. They're waiting up there for you, and you sent somebody over the backside of the mountain to check, and they were sitting in your cabin, eating your mountain house, waiting to kill you. And do you remember that night on the phone again when you were talking to me, and all of a sudden, remember the rifle shot, and I had to hit the deck? On the concrete out behind my house. I was barbecuing, talking to you on the phone. And then there was a huge boom, And then what's funny, people, and people don't understand how wonderful, you know, MMV protection could be. People that utilize stuff from space and have a higher level technology. There was no grease spot or anything left wherever whoever shot at me was at. And that was done from above, you know?
Oh, yeah, and before the Lord, you're welcome to call, you're welcome to pray. And I tell everybody, don't listen to just what Hawk and I say. Take it to the Lord in prayer. And you know, we tell people this. And see, here's the deal, Hawk, and I want to leave this too. I can't escape this. Only now can people embrace the content that we put out 14, 15 years ago in the context of the time, okay? The content was for a time yet to come. And, you know, I'm a false prophet. I'm a fear monger. I'm a porn purveyor, fear porn purveyor, which, by the way, are all neuro-linguistic terms generated by the CIA. And when I hear anybody use those, I go, yep. They've already gotten to them. I don't listen. They call me every obscene name in the world, accuse me of every sin, everything they can
Lord
accuse
Jesus
me of. But at the end
knows
of the
who
day,
you are, Brother Quayle, and you are a good man, yep. And you're a watchman, and you provided for people. You provided them food and all of the survival gear, all for all. You've done survival for 30 years, you know, almost, you know.
Yeah, so, you know, the thing that I just want to share, ladies and gentlemen, I'm a redeemed man, and I am absolutely living proof that the most messed up, and you could use another word, that a person that's walked the face of the planet, that I wasn't beyond the grace of God or his salvation, and neither are the people listening in tonight. You can be forgiven. Just remember the four-letter word, not that one, help, H-E-L-P, is everlasting. Go memorize what I wrote, and ladies and gentlemen, please go on my website and pre-order the book, because, you know, I'm limiting the signatures to 500, and I want to get this in everyone's hands as soon as possible. So, Hawk, again, thank you for staying true to the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you
and
for
you
never
too,
falling away or backing away from the blood of Jesus, man. You know, God brought us together as friends, and, you know, no matter when the end comes, you know, we can say, we can look back and say, Lord, you know what we were before we met you, but thank God we're no longer what we were when you transformed us, and we don't have to be in another world. And for those of you that always give me encouraging talks, you know, intercede, because pat on the backs from people that have never stepped on the front lines are absolutely an insult, and I'm not despairing. I absolutely know how it turns out, and I know, and those of you that want to register for Branson, the discount registration is over at the end of this month, what, next week. You can still pre-order the DVDs 2019, Answering the Alien Question. You're going to see some stuff, and it's going to be blowing your mind because, again, the book that God used in my own life to win more people to the Lord Jesus Christ was Aliens and Fallen Angels, the Sexual Corruption of the Human Race.
That book you wrote a long time ago. When did you write that, 94?
Oh, even, 92, 94.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's Brother Stephen Quayle. Don't go into the Luciferian knifed out of fight. Stand with Steve. Stand with me. Stand for Lord Jesus in particular and your family and your household and your Bill of Rights. Put on the full armor guard. Sharpen your K-bars. Load your magazines and stand at the ready, because I'll tell you what, the demon black legions are coming out of the bowels of the earth. But I'm going to tell you what, there's power in the blood of Jesus. Good night, Brother Quayle. Come back and see us again, will you?
Thank you so much, Hawk. God bless you.
You bet, buddy. Good night, people.